good morning, everyone. I am here from the Department of Minnesota here in Minnesota, obviously, the Department of Agriculture in Minnesota, where I work with a program called Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom. So how I hope to spend the next 15 minutes is quickly give you an introduction to our Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom program, which is MAITC. In education, we love acronyms, so that's ours. I'm going to tell you quickly about our three-pronged approach for including agronomy and agriculture in K-12 STEM, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of time at the end for any questions that you might have. So quickly about myself, I grew up here in Minnesota in the southern plains or prairie. So my family has a crop farm about 3 miles north of the Iowa border and about 60 to the east of the South Dakota border. So as a child, I got to spend lots of time picking rocks and walking beans and being involved in all of the labor-intensive parts of living on a farm, which at the time I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. But I'm glad that I had that opportunity. I had lots of fantastic experiences as a 4-H and FFA member, and I really liked school. I liked learning new things, and I know it's really nerdy, but that's what I liked. So I combined those experiences and an interest and went to the University of Minnesota, and I earned a degree in agricultural education. I have a 5 through 12 teaching license. I taught middle school and high school agriculture sciences for 10 years before joining the Department of Agriculture in the role of education specialist 4 years ago. So I want to tell you just quickly about our Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom program that I'm the education specialist for. Most states have an Ag in the Classroom program. They vary in intensity and how they're organized, but ours here in Minnesota is housed at our Department of Agriculture. And along with all of the other state programs, we have a similar unifying vision that we want agriculture to be valued by all. And we're really focusing on K-12 students. So I have in the PowerPoint 4 items that most of our Minnesota students can really identify with: a cheeseburger, pizza, blue jeans, and the scarf, sweater, sock combo. You know, we are in Minnesota where people think it's cold all the time. So if we would show those pictures to most of our students, K through 12, and ask them where these items come from, they would say the store, right? So our program is really trying to help them understand that there's a place before that store, that there's farmers, agriculturalists growing plants and animals that give us food, clothing. All of these items pictured here start with those raw products that agriculturalists give us. So we're trying to make those K through 12 learners agriculturally literate. And you can read the definition, but it's basically that they understand how important agriculture is to their life and these things that they eat and wear and use every day. So our program really tries to empower teachers so that they embed agriculture in their curriculum and use these really authentic examples of plants and animals and food to help teach concepts and reinforce standards in science, language arts, math, social studies, all those topics that they need to teach, and especially STEM, because we know that's a really important subject for our students to be literate in. So our first of our three prongs is we develop educational resources that are connected to the academic standards here in Minnesota. And we all know that STEM is really important to that. We have an online lesson library of about 100 different lessons, and we're expanding that every day. And some of them do have very, very strong connections to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And when I saw the schedule for today, I saw that I was the third speaker. And as a teacher, we know that people should not sit for more than 10 minutes. So we've exceeded that. So I'm going to have you guys do a quick activity that really connects STEM. So this is what you're going to do. I have an assembly line up here. You're going to need 4 items. First thing you're going to need is this little bag right here that has a hole punched in the top. Then you're going to get a cotton ball that I've already soaked in water. Then you're going to get 2 seeds. So here's the agronomy connection. What would you guess would be the 2 crop seeds that I would have in Minnesota? Corn and soybeans. So you're going to grab one of each. I can't show them because they're so tiny, but there's bowls of each. And then finally, you're going to get a piece of yarn. So in the essence of time, since we only have 15 minutes, grab those items and you can go back to your seat or use these big open areas to create your plant pal. And this is how it works. Open your little baggie. Drop your water-soaked cotton ball in. Take your seeds, and this is the trickiest part. Drop one on one side, kind of squeeze it in that cotton ball, and then drop the other one on the opposite side. And once again, this takes a little wrangling, but I know you're up to it. Then leave your bag open because those seeds need some air. You're going to string your yarn through the hole at the top. And, whoops, it might fall off. It's no big deal. You'll put your yarn through that hole, like I mentioned. Hang on to it. Oh, my gosh. Two times in a row. All right, this third time's a charm. There you go. So you're going to hold on to both ends, tie them together in a knot, and then you can wear this. So I would like everyone to come through this. We'll create these. And as you're doing this, I want you to think, what connections does this really quick activity have to science, technology, engineering, and math? So come on up. I'll help you if you need it. So as you're creating your plant pal, I want to help you think of some connections. So let's start with science. Clearly seed germination, the environmental conditions that plants need to grow would be easy connections. Technology, I got to observe a second grade classroom where they took these seeds once they germinated, they planted them in small little pots with soil, and then they were going to take them outside. Well, Minnesota's a little chilly most of the year, so they were designing or engineering creations, contraptions that were going to keep these plants warm and let them continue or extend the growing season outside. And technology connected with that, I guess that was more engineering technology. We could create some graphs, some charts to measure seed germination percentages, growth, how big their roots or stems or leaves or whatever those things got. And that could be a really great connection to math too. Measuring, creating data charts, tally charts, really doing that scientific work that has a lot of math and engineering and technology involved. So this is just one quick example. Like I said, we have an online lesson library of tons of activities like this that have connection to those standards and really strong STEM connections. In addition to those lessons, we have a few other teacher resources that we're really proud of. We have the Minnesota School Garden Guide with over 31 different lessons connected to plant science and our science standards here in Minnesota. We also worked with our Minnesota Alliance for Geographic Education to come up with the Food for Thought Geography resource. This includes 18 lessons and 45 different maps that take a geography and agriculture and blend them together, which is a really easy connection. And we also on our website have video stories. If you know Dr. Vernon Cardwell here from the University of Minnesota, a legend in agronomy here in our state, he helped us with some of the soil science and other video stories of crop farms throughout the state. And also, and I forgot to mention this, I have folders up here that have our other supplemental resources of posters, placemats, our AgMag magazine, which has been around for 30 years, and it's in over 700 schools in our state. So if you'd like one of these, take them up here. They're on the front chairs. You can bring one of those home. So this is the first of our three prongs, those teacher resources, really empowering teachers to integrate agriculture and agronomy throughout the school year as often as possible is our first prong. And then we really try to connect with those teachers and stay in touch with them by offering workshops at professional conferences like the Minnesota Science Teachers Association or the Social Studies Teachers Association or our big MEA, Minnesota Education Conference in October. We also, the last couple summers, have offered teacher tours where we take teachers on a bus for about 2 days and travel to different agricultural sites and give them firsthand experience of what it's like to be a crop farmer or a dairy farmer or whatever, and give them that opportunity to really gain knowledge and to really know what those farmers and agriculturalists are doing and how it's STEM related. And then finally, just last year, we piloted a teacher champion program. So what this was is we asked for volunteers of two or three teachers in a K-5 elementary school. And those teachers were our agriculture in the classroom teacher champions. It was their job to inspire their colleagues or really just keep them in the know and let them know about opportunities and resources that exist to connect agriculture to their school. And the first we did three last year, and two of them were designated STEM schools, and the third one was a private school, and then this year we extended two more schools, so we'll have five. So we have the two teacher champions. We also connect them with a local farm family who visits at specific times throughout the school year. And then they obviously have our support, letting them know which resources might match up with specific units they're doing, connecting them with field trips, with speakers, with other things that we have available in our state that are focused on agriculture. So since we only had a one-year sample and just three schools with varied participation, I don't have any really solid data that I really want to share with you, but I was really encouraged with, you can kind of see at the bottom, 92% of the teachers at the end of the school year last year agreed or strongly agreed that including Minnesota agriculture in the classroom hands-on activities and curriculum have helped improve my students' understanding of STEM concepts. So we think that's in the right a step in the right direction, and we're really excited about how we can make school-wide change, how we can get everybody on board in thinking about agriculture in their classroom and in their school. I'm a really fast talker. My students would always tell me that. And I was like, I only have 15 minutes. So if you guys want me to review anything, if there's anything that I mentioned that you want me to provide more details, I would be really excited to share those with you right now. Yes, ma'am. That is a great question. I mean, me personally, I am like agriculture. This is what it's all about. But when you talk to the teachers, they're like everybody else in the United States. Only 2% of them have any really strong connections to agriculture. So it's an unknown to them, but they know STEM and they know academic standards. So that's how we sort of try to frame it and then and talk about it that way, if that makes sense at all. Yes. We are on our own, but the Minnesota Science Standards are up for review in the 2016-17 school year, so that's next year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And for those of you, she mentions NGSS, which is the Next Generation Science Standards, which is kind of a nationwide push for all states to have kind of common standards for science education for students. Yes?
That kind of leads to my question.
Okay.
In the upper Midwest that would have similar sort of agricultural profiles like Iowa or Wisconsin?
Sure, we do, and Iowa is a really great partner. Recently, they have an education specialist like myself that was hired, so we've had a lot of great dialogues, South Dakota, North Dakota as well. Our National Agriculture in the Classroom network is fantastic. And we actually, if you go to agclassroom.org, that's our National Agriculture in the Classroom website, we have launched a curriculum matrix where a teacher can type in a keyword, like let's say photosynthesis. And let's say I'm a third grade teacher, so I could type in that keyword, put third grade, and it would come up with, or it would search and come up with a list of, you know, 10 lessons or activities and the educational standards that those meet. So as a teacher, that's a really great tool, and it's all free. You can access and use those resources at no charge. And that's kind of a push of our National Agriculture in the Classroom organization is we obviously want kids to know about the agriculture in their state, but we want them to know, you know, nationwide as well as globally how they're connected to agriculture and our food supply. Any other? Oh, that's in the back. Formally at this point, but that is definitely something on our list. Traditionally, the Ag in the Classroom resources have been focused at elementary, so career hasn't been a big push. But as you mentioned, that's like, and all of the speakers mentioned, like we need more people interested in science and agriculture and agronomy and soils and all of those really great things. So that's something that we've had discussions with, you know, people here at the University of Minnesota as well as other career networks. How can we really start encouraging kids to consider agricultural careers at elementary, but then continue through middle school and high school? So I don't have any formal examples to provide you, but it's definitely on our radar. He's standing up, that's the sign. All right, I did have the folders up here, so if anyone wants to grab one to take back, please do so.